You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Two natural gas companies with operations in Pennsylvania say they plan to certify some of their gas as, quote, responsibly sourced. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt reports on what that means and why they're doing it.
Pennsylvania's shale gas producers leaked more than 500,000 tons of methane in 2017, according to scientists working with the Environmental Defense Fund. That's more than 7 times the number drillers reported to the state. Leaks are a problem because methane has 28 times more warming power than carbon dioxide over the course of a century.
I believe they understand that they have a little bit of a brand problem as a fossil fuel.
Chris Romer is passionate about solving what he calls big, gnarly problems. It's why he's focused on climate change and methane leaks as CEO of Project Canary. It's a B Corp, which means it's a mission-driven, for-profit company. It's based in Colorado, which has strict regulations for methane emissions.
We're fundamentally about certifying best practices and stopping the bad operators.
The company is partnering with Chesapeake Energy on a pilot program that will outfit well pads with 3 canaries each. The machines take continuous measurements to immediately flag problems. Romer says even more goes into a responsibly sourced certification.
It includes over 300 data points about the well. So it includes fracking fluids, produced water, safety, ozone.
Chesapeake has more than 400 gas well pads in Pennsylvania. The pilot will only cover 2. EQT is more ambitious. It's working with a couple of nonprofits to certify gas from the majority of its couple hundred well pads in the state's southwestern corner. It says its responsible gas would make up 4.5% of all U.S. natural gas. State reports show there are more than 3,000 well pads in Pennsylvania, and all have the potential for leaks.
You know, the state loses over $80 million a year in natural gas revenue.
Isaac Brown leads the Center for Methane Emissions Solutions, a coalition of businesses that provide leak detection and repair. He says the recent announcements show how much technology has evolved in the last decade.
Methane was literally addressed by an individual walking blindly through an oil and gas site.
Analysts say it's getting harder for gas to compete against cheaper renewables and batteries. And as the urgency around climate change increases, Brown says industry now recognizes it can try to stay competitive by using a cost-effective way to get ahead of leaks.
There's also, frankly, a very clear business case for why these emissions should be captured, because at the end of the day, methane is their product, right?
EQT says markets are rewarding companies that meet higher environmental standards. But it's more than just money. Arvind Ravikumar, an energy engineering professor at Harrisburg University, says other countries don't want a product that conflicts with their climate goals. Plus, the Biden administration is making climate change a top issue, and tighter methane regulations are forthcoming from the feds and Pennsylvania.
Advances in technology, combined with these external pressures to address environmental footprint of operations, has led many of these companies to seek out public ways to demonstrate that they actually care about this issue.
Analysts note responsibly sourced has so far been poorly defined. Ravikumar says to be effective, the technology should be widely used and reliably catch problems. The companies have to fix the problems, and a third party needs to verify that the solutions worked. Otherwise, he says the efforts could just be a PR exercise.
But having these pilot projects will tell us if in the real world it's reducing as much emissions as we think it's going to.
The label will likely be a hard sell to groups that want to see an end to fossil fuels. Penn Environment said the effort sounds like an oxymoron. But Ravikumar says certification programs can be helpful in the short term because it will take a long time to transition away from natural gas.
It's in our power sector. It's in our homes for heating and cooking. It's in the industry used for making fertilizers.
He says he doesn't care what the industry calls it, clean, responsible, certified, as long as they cut emissions. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.